News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Catherine Zappone has declined an invitation to attend the Joint Committee on Foreign Affairs and Defence to discuss her appointment as UN Special Envoy. We're joined by Barry Cowan, Fianna Fáil TD, and a member of that committee. Barry, you're probably not surprised that Catherine Zappone has refused to attend, are you?
No, not at all surprised. Somewhat disappointed, but one was hoping against hope that she might come before the committee and clarify some very small outstanding matters that remain in place. You know, a precedent was set in previous times by former members of the Oireachtas, indeed government ministers and former Taoiseach even have cooperated with various committees at different stages over the years. And I had hoped, probably against hope, that Catherine Zappone would...
I was interested in her use of the term, she respectfully declined. Can a former member of the Oireachtas actually respectfully decline? Is it not a form of disrespect in a way for a former Oireachtas member to say, I'm actually not turning up to this committee?
Yeah, as you know, she can't be compelled and the law doesn't provide for that. But you're right, there is a sort of an unwritten rule that members would respect and appreciate the realm of committees and their structures and the fact that they're all party and that they're well-meaning and intended. And it's unfortunate, to say the least, that a former member and an esteemed government minister, indeed, has saw fit to decline.
Is it disrespectful, Barry?
I think it is somewhat disrespectful, yes, I do.
What happens now? I mean, is it kind of time to put this story to bed? I think most people, and look, I'm sure as a TD, you listen to people on the ground more than I'm doing, but I'm guessing this isn't a huge issue among the general public. Is it time that we kind of finally laid this issue, put this issue to bed once and for all?
You would like to think so. You'd like to believe so. As you rightly say, the issues that are dominated within our clinics are far from this issue. And we are anxious to move on, and especially in a post-COVID atmosphere, to move towards implementing many aspects of the programme for government for which this government was put in place at a very difficult time. And very difficult issues remain, and a budget is in the offing. And, you know, it's imperative that the public see that this government is about substance, is about the issues that matter, and is making a difference. That's not to say that you totally disregard this issue or don't learn from it. Obviously, the government have acknowledged that. All parties to it have apologised, have recognised the folly in the whole way in which this was handled, in the whole way in which it was put together, in the whole way in which the Cabinet approved it in the first instance, irrespective of who or how they were blindsided. But that having been said, it had been hoped, and the committee, I know, will meet today to discuss other issues. And it may be that, you know, not being in a position to attend or to travel to attend, maybe Catherine Zappone might answer a few questions in writing.
I was going to ask. Is there any remote possibility of Catherine Zappone answering questions? Is there a snowball's chance in hell of that happening, of her answering questions in writing?
Well, those snowballs are all probably melted. But having said that, it will be incumbent on the committee to put that last final question to her, that maybe she would clarify a few outstanding issues in writing. It wouldn't be a huge issue, I'm sure. And as you say, and as many people say, and as the public indeed, are anxious to see this issue put to bed and consigned to history, and allow the government to tackle more pressing issues that are affecting the day-to-day lives of those we represent.
Barry Cowan, Fianna Fáil TD, member of that Joint Committee on Foreign Affairs and Defence. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.